morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rock.
Good morning. Impressive victory for you guys going up on the road to Portland, Maine, and picking up a 31-17 win over the Black Bears. What impressed you about your team's performance?
Well, I was impressed with how we fought and our will to win. We fell behind early and weren't playing with much confidence, in particular on offense. And our kids showed great resolve and a great will to compete and got back in the game and kind of went into the locker room with a lead at 14-10. And then the second half was back and forth. And real proud on how we finished. That was a big bounce back game for us. And I was real proud of how they responded.
How big for your team after that really heartbreaking loss down at Towson last week to be able to go on the road and get back on the winning track?
Well, uh-huh. It's a huge challenge, but that's, you know, basically what all of us are faced with each and every week. I've been saying a lot here this year just how, you know, every week is a separate entity, and you got to be careful about trying to attach too much value to any previous experience, because a lot of these previous games have no correlation to how the next game's going to get played. So I felt that we needed to have some good things happen for us on the road again, you know, in the second week, to feel like we can find a way to win. And we had a spark, and our players responded. So very encouraged with that, and we find ourselves, you know, in the hunt here in November.
We're here with Delaware head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Obviously, one of the keys offensively was a surprise with Joe Walker helping you in all phases of the game, 42 yards passing, 55 yards rushing, and 68 receiving. How did that come about, and just talk about Joe's performance on Saturday?
Well, Joe did extraordinarily well. I've been, you know, saying all year long that he's one of our most explosive athletes. And when we made the change at quarterback with JP, we certainly didn't want to eliminate opportunity for Joe to be productive. So we, you know, some games more than others, we were sprinkling in some plays with and for Joe. This past week, we didn't have Jamie Jarman with us, and Jamie had gotten injured the week prior. So early on in the week preparing for Maine, we had a pretty good idea that we were going to use Joe more extensively. And as the week went on, the plan got clearer and clearer. And then we executed it really well in the game. So those were the momentum plays, kind of the spark that we needed to kind of rally the troops and get back in the game. And then after that, I think the game went back and forth for pretty much the whole second half.
What does that say about him? Certainly for a guy who's been a starting quarterback for his career, to be able to transition to a spot at wide receiver, where I don't think he's gotten much playing time at any point, to be able to make that transition and contribute the way that he has. What does that just sort of say about him?
Well, he's a team guy, and he's a very competitive athlete. He was nominated and voted, you know, captain on our football team. And I think those were more the reasons that he was voted than just, you know, his, you know, execution as a quarterback, you know. So it's always those other intangibles. And I was 1 week away from moving into defense, so I'm kind of glad we got him out there this week so we can keep him where he's at.
We're here with Delaware head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Danny, I'm going to take you off course a little bit, so I'm sorry. As you know, I cover JMU, and I'm just asking a few of the coaches that have played JMU and have faced JMU this year, you know, what their thought is about, you know, the JMU defense and probably the best way to attack it, you know, just considering their strong string of games that they've had defensively. So I'll ask you, you know, kind of the same thing I've asked the others. You know, if you had to, you know, kind of game plan for them again, how would you attack their defense? Is there a good way to attack what they do defensively?
Well, I had said a few weeks back when we were playing JMU how I felt that the biggest changes has just been in how they're playing so much more discipline on defense. And this is, you know, since Mike's been there, since Coach Trott's been there. So they're playing so much more discipline on defense. The players are doing what they're being coached to do. Right, so all of the thoughts of tricking them and getting them to overflow and try to, you know, create advantages for the offense is becoming more and more difficult to do. So they're very talented, they are playing with an awful lot of confidence, and they're playing very sound football. So those are some things right now that I recognize in their makeup that, you know, hasn't always been recognized, you know, for JMU defenses, you know, in other years when they've been really good. So attacking it, you know, I know Bob's defense well. You know, we were together at Richmond, you know, so there are some things that, you know, that I would know about how to put stress on the defense, but those are all things he knows too, you know, so they prepare their kids to defend the high degree of difficulty plays that they may be seeing, and right now they're doing a great job of minimizing, you know, the big plays for scores.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep.
Dave, before we talk about the defense and great effort by your special teams, I wanted to touch on Kenai King. It's 99 yards and a touchdown Saturday against a pretty stout Maine run defense. It's averaging over 100 yards now over the last 3 weeks and has kind of become your workhorse. What do you like about the way he's been playing?
Well, he's doing a lot of things well. He's getting better, I think, in all phases of this game. His understanding of the running lanes, his footwork is all getting better. His understanding of pass protection has gotten extraordinarily better, and his technique has gotten better. So like I had said early on in the year, you know, the more jobs that he can do, the more you're going to see him out there. You know, early on as a new player, you know, you can only expect so much, so you use those players in limited roles. But he's kind of gotten to the point now where he has a good grasp of the offense. He understands the responsibility and the accountability that he has, and we're using them in more and more ways. So he's got the physical presence to be a, you know, downhill runner. As you know, he started off really as our goal line back. You know, we used him in short yardage situations, goal line situations. We used him coming off the goal line whenever we were backed up. And we were backed up against JMU, and we kind of ran a downhill lead play, and he got loose. And all of a sudden you say, well, maybe he can do a little more than just be that kind of back. And we just have been building on his, you know, his package ever since that week.
We don't talk a lot about special teams on these calls, but it certainly was a huge factor on Saturday. The strip by Nasir Adley that Colby Reeder takes in for the TD that puts you up for good, and then you also had a block field goal and a block punt. Just talk about how big those plays were in the game.
Well, I do think I said after the game we won the game because of our special teams, and I'm not going to backtrack and take that back. I mean, after watching the film, it was a complete team victory, but we did do all those things that you had just mentioned. You know, I was personally really, you know, concerned about their returners. They've been very good, and you watch them on tape. They're very aggressive. They attack the ball, and they try to advance the ball no matter where it's kicked or how it's kicked or when it's kicked. So we put a lot of emphasis on it here this week, and I was most pleased just with the effort and energy in covering punts and covering kickoffs. But then you take in account the big plays that we got, you know, the blocked field goal, the blocked punt, the long field goal by Rago, The strip fumble, the pickup, scoop, and score, all those things made it a really special day for our special teams, and we certainly won field position with our play in the kicking game.
I want to talk on the defensive side, a couple of pretty outstanding performances. Troy Reeder, the conference player of the week, career-high 17 tackles, along with that black punt you were just speaking of, and then Nasir Adderley, along with that strip, 14 tackles, which is a ton for a defensive back. Just talk about the way those two guys played in particular.
Well, they played extraordinarily well. I think they're both outstanding football players. I think Troy has kind of taken on that, personality of a coach on the field, the mental edge, the will to win. He is focused and locked and loaded, every play, every day. And his production has been really good. And then Adderley, he's got a real special skill set. He does an awful lot back there. As a cover safety, as a run support safety, he plays the ball in the air extremely well. He's a big play guy. He's all over the field. And then Adderley had, I think, 18 special teams plays in the game. Which you add that on to probably playing every defensive snap, that's a full day's work and an awful lot of production.
Final home game, at least in the regular season for you guys, on Saturday and Senior Day. And I know it's year one for you guys, but for you at Delaware. But what has this class of seniors meant to as you've made the transition with this group?
Well, the one thing that I did when I first got here, and I was very clear about it, and I've been sticking to it ever since. First time I stood in front of the team, I had said that I am going to, and we are going to, dedicate this season, 2017, to our seniors. Our seniors came here to do extraordinary things. They came here to have a really special experience, and they came here to win. And as they are looking at their last season, they really did not have the opportunity to experience some of the joy and some of the thrills that go with winning at a high level. So this group means an awful lot to me. And obviously we want to be able to send them out right. And we're certainly excited to be home again here, having been on the road the last couple of weeks.
Before I let you go, just some comments on a UAlbany team that's been involved in three overtime games in conference play, come out short on a couple of them, including last week, but it has certainly been in a bunch of games. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, this is a great example of just how challenging it is, for all of us, at this level. They lose to Old Dominion. They win three in a row. They beat a very good Monmouth team. They beat a very good Villanova team. They're nationally ranked. They're 3-1. I think they won 7 last year, right on the bubble, Then they lose 6-0 at Elon. I mean, it's no shame to that, right? Then they lose double overtime to Richmond. Then they lose 12-10 to Maine. They lose a double overtime. An overtime game in Stony Brook. So I mean, they could be flipped. I mean, they just as easily could have two losses, And so good balance on offense. They're still running the ball with power and with some authority, and their quarterback's doing a really good job protecting and managing the football. And they got good balance. And then defensively, they play extraordinarily hard and. They're willing to stunt and move some people around to try to create some disruption and get in the backfield. And we've seen a lot of loaded boxes here this year, and they play really hard. I mean, Coach Catuso's got, extraordinary record and resume of success. And I'm certainly expect his kids to come down here and play really, really hard like they do each and every week.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.